Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Desiree, founder of An Empowered Woman and Homework. And I'm sharing with you today some of the readings from the Four Agreements. I started yesterday with giving you some ideas on attention. And today, one of the first of the Four Agreements, the wisdom book written by Don Miguel Ruiz, is be impeccable with your word. I find that so incredibly powerful, and for many people, and all of us, I think, at certain times, is so difficult. The first agreement is the most important one, and it's the most difficult one to honor. You know, it sounds very simple, you know, but it's a very, very powerful. And, you know, why your word? I think because your word is the power that you have to create. Your word is the gift that comes directly from God. And like through your word, you express your creative power. It is through the word that you manifest everything. Regardless of what language you speak, your intent manifests through the word. What you dream, what you feel, what you really are will all be manifest through your word. Your word is not just a sound or a written symbol. The word is a force. In its power, you have to express and communicate, to think, and thereby to create the events in your life. You can speak. But you know, it's like a sword with two edges, and it's the good side and the bad. Your word can create the most beautiful dream, or can destroy everything around you. You know, especially if you misuse it, you know, and you can create a living hell, not only for yourself, but for others. You know, so if you are impeccable with your word, then you'll create beauty, love, and basically your heaven right here on earth. It's magic. And the misuse of your word is black magic. And it's so powerful that one word can change a life or destroy the lives of millions of people. And we all know different examples of that, whether it's just been people that have had, you know, the leaders that have given a word to kill, given the word to let go free, given the word to feed, given the word to starve. It could be just yourself. I mean, we all are leaders. We either lead our own lives. And the word in that sense would be what we tell ourselves every day. And that in turn has an effect on what we manifest, what we see, and how we see the world every day. We lead our families. And many of us have sons or daughters or husbands or wives or just people that we lead, our family. What we share with them, what we tell them, what we speak to them about, what we communicate with them, change and affects their life, you know, from even prior to birth. You know, when you are still in the womb, the things that the mother is saying and listening to and the words that she's listening to has effect on how you will be in this world. We also are leaders in the fact of our businesses. If we have businesses, we lead what we say to our team, to our clients, to our employees, to our vendors, you know, have a great difference on how our transaction is going to be, even how our businesses can be. Say the one wrong thing to your best client can tank you overnight. Say one wrong thing to your employee or to get a service provider can make a huge difference. We also lead in our social life, you know, our friends, people that we associate with, that we socialize with, that we trust, that we party with, that we share our dreams, our desires, our futures with. We get one word, you know, could hurt them to destroy that, or another word could actually bring them closer in a more loving, more dedicated relationship. So the word is powerful. And I think that we take it for granted. And I want to share a really unfortunate incident with a young lady that was working with us, and she's only 19 years old, and that's why I felt it so sad, because even at that, we agreed on a transaction, we agreed on a job situation and a transaction amount, and at midway through, or even before, she changed the time, she changed the date, she changed the availability. Then midway through, she changed the pricing. And I'm thinking, like, gosh, you know, at 19 years old, if you haven't learned to be impeccable with your word, what's the rest of your life going to be like? She had great aspirations to do real estate, to do other things, and I would never trust her. in a rent transaction. So if you could not keep your word in the smallest things, and the smallest things do reflect your biggest things. They say what you do, you know, in a small way affects how you're going to do in a large way. So if you can't say, well, that was a, you know, that's for that. I don't keep my word in this area. I didn't keep my word in the other area. You really, really want to be conscious of it. Now, I know there's situations, you know, that maybe sometimes the truth and nothing but the truth won't do you well, but there's also ways of being able to communicate again without jeopardizing the integrity of your word. So think about it. Take it in consideration. Take it into practice. Be conscious of it and cherish it, and you'll be able to manifest not only a different life for yourself, but a different life for others that have the pleasure of being with you. So just something to consider. This is Desiree from Homework. And when you want to live where you work where you live, anywhere in the world, think about homework. And until we meet again, stay empowered.